Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Currently we're doing the chapter on the prohibition of wailing over the dead, slapping the face, tearing the clothes. Let me explain. For example, a woman has lost a husband. Now, in the time of Jahiliyat, what they would do is they would do these specific things. They would wail, scream and cry over the dead person, the person that has passed away, slapping the face, tearing the clothes, plucking out and shaving the hair, and supplicating, making dua for destruction. So Islam has beautifully, Shariat has beautifully taught us that we accept the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wholeheartedly. To cry is natural, to be sad is natural. Allah ta'ala has created this fitrat in us. And to express sadness on this occasion of losing somebody, this is also part of our deen. In fact, this is something that is liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person not showing how brave he is, how strong he is. These are moments that Allah Ta'ala has created of sadness. A person expresses his sadness, but he doesn't take it to such a level where he starts screaming and crying and wailing and making dua for destruction, tearing the clothes, etc. This is not part of deen. Actually, we learn from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we did that hadith yesterday, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned. He himself, he teared on the occasion of Hazrat Sa'd ibn Ubadah radiallahu anhu, when he was unconscious, he had fallen ill, about to pass away. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he also wept. So weeping, there's no harm. However, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam cautioned Sahaba and he told them, are you listening? Allah does not punish on account of the tears of the eyes or the grief of the heart, but Allah punishes or shows mercy on account of this. And he pointed to the tongue. How a person reacts as far as his speech is concerned, what he says, how he conducts himself thereafter. Now this brings mercy upon a person, or it can bring punishment upon a person, depending on how he behaves. So today we'll do one short hadith, and then we will continue inshallah tomorrow. An Nu'man ibn Bashir radiallahu anhu qal, Ughmiya ala Abdullah ibn Rawaha radiallahu anhu, faja'alat ukhtuhu tabki. وتقول واجب لا وكذا وكذا تعدد عليه فقال حين أفاق ما قلت شيئا إلا قيل لي أنت كذلك. حضرت نعمان بن بشير رضي الله عنه narrates that Abdullah bin Rawaha رضي الله عنه fell unconscious and his sister began weeping and saying, when he had fallen unconscious, she thought that he's about to pass away. So in that condition, she started weeping and she started saying these statements, wa jabala, wa kada, that oh, the mountains amongst men, oh so and so, enumerating his good qualities. When he regained consciousness, he said, you did not say anything except that I was asked whether it was really like that. Whether it was really like that. You making all these statements, I was being asked that, are you really like that? Teaching us that a person should be very careful. One is a person, somebody passes away and you speak good of the person, that is good. But to make statements at that time, etc. Remember, if a person is going to make good statements at that time, Allah Ta'ala, inshallah, will grant this person goodness. In other words, he has good opinion of that person. However, if he's making statements going against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, showing his displeasure with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now because of that, you'll be causing this dying person pain. This dying person will be getting pain, as we explained before, that people that are wailing and crying, the person that has passed away is feeling the pain. In other words, that you're not supposed to be behaving like screaming and shouting and showing your displeasure. You're actually causing harm and hurt to the person that had passed away because of your behavior. One reason also was given, that in the person's lifetime, he did not stop this. So therefore, when we see anything taking place that's wrong, or anything in our family that's not correct, we should correct it immediately. Here you find that as soon as Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu gained consciousness, immediately he corrected the situation and he told them that this was happening to me. You all were making the statement, I was being asked about it. So therefore, a person must be very careful that if he sees anything wrong taking place in his family, immediately, or around him, around his friends, and he's able to stop it, immediately he should correct it. We did the hadith the other day, that the sahabi had fallen unconscious in the lap of one of his wives. Hazrat Abu Burda radiallahu anhu was the narrator of the hadith. He says, my father, Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, had fallen unconscious in the lap of one of his wives. He mentions that in that condition, she started wailing and she started screaming and crying. And the moment he gained consciousness, he says that I am free from those people that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is free from. Imagine that he corrected her. She cried, she was crying, she thought he had passed away. But when he gained consciousness, immediately he corrected her. And he said, I am free from those people Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is free from. And one of the people that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is free from is those people that wail like the way you wailed. When you wail, when I fell unconscious, I couldn't do anything at that time because of my condition. But the moment he was in a condition to correct the wrong, immediately he corrected the wrong. May Allah Ta'ala also give us the tawfiq. Very often the things that wrong taking place in our family, in our homes, we see it sometimes but we don't correct it. Here we see Sahaba, that even at the time of death, even at the time of being unconscious, then when they became conscious, immediately they corrected what was wrong. Person has this, inshallah, there's great hope that even after he passes away, his legacy of setting things straight, his legacy of being a guide to his family will continue long after this person has passed away. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.